Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She says that if she couldn't be a chiropractor and a health educator, her dream job would be hosting a reality TV show about how to dress for success. Jessica Labby, our co-host, says that one of her favorite things to do is grocery shop. If she could get paid to do it for others, even better. Wow, that isn't exactly my idea of a good time. Mike Clark, our producer, has a great job already, but something else he'd like to be is a backup dancer for Jennifer Lopez. Actually, I don't know if that's true. I just made it up. All in all, this is one interesting bunch. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Mike, that was a really good visual.
What, you saying I couldn't do that?
You know, I can't imagine.
You would look nice on stage with Jennifer Lopez.
Thank you, Jessica.
Okay, so guys, I want you to think back, because, you know, we're all, you know, so young. But back in the 80s, I don't know about you, Mike, but Jessica, you might relate to this. I remember, along with my older sister, we would lay out in the backyard with a big blanket with baby oil.
Oh, yes.
And I would force myself to lay there for as long as possible because, you know, you wanted to be as tan as you possibly could. And then as different dances were rolling around in high school, they were coming up, I would, you know, do a tanning sessions, and like the darker you were, the better. Mm-hmm. I remember I had friends who wouldn't shave their legs because they thought they would be shaving their tan off.
Ew.
Isn't that amazing?
That's,
I mean,
wild.
We've been preoccupied, obsessed with sun exposure. But then what's happened over the last 20 years is more and more we've been told, even by government organizations, we've been told that the sun is completely bad for you and to completely avoid it at all costs. So some of the questions I want to answer today are, is the sun bad for you? Are sunscreens bad for you? And what do I look for in a sunscreen? Do you remember this, Jessica? What were you like?
You know, when you gave this workshop at the office on sunscreen, I got all freaked out and I stopped. I only used it on my face at the time. I stopped using it on my face, and then I got little brown spots.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've educated myself a little bit more on what and what not to use.
See, I could have sat this one out because I don't use any sunscreen at all.
What about your head?
I use coconut oil.
Isn't it nice and tan, though?
Mike is bald, just in case our listeners are
wondering. Choice, though.
Right. Okay. You know, like everything we talk about, though, honestly, it comes down to nothing's completely all good and nothing's completely all bad. And we just need to make smart choices and not be extreme with it. But, you know, what the mantra that people have come to believe, though, is that cancer kills and sunshine causes cancer. So I'm going to avoid sunshine. That's really what we've concluded.
I love sunshine.
Well, and what's sad is the relationship between sunshine and cancer is not as straightforward as most people think. So I want to do the best to set the record straight.
Good, because people look at me like I'm an alien when I try to explain this.
The first thing that I have to say is that I'm not going to tell people not to use sunscreen or not to cover up and avoid, you know, intense midday sun. There's better sunscreens than others. There's better amounts of sun exposure, but we're going to talk about the details and figure out what do I really do? What's best for me?
There has to be lots of chemicals in those sunscreens.
That are banned in other countries, but we still use them here.
Imagine that. Well, let's talk about how the sun can benefit our health, because obviously the sun was put there for a reason. If the sun was completely bad for us, I mean, come on, we would be born with a bonnet on our head protecting us.
I feel good when I go out in the sun. I feel energized. I'm in a better mood.
Well, the sun improves bone health. It enhances mental health, which is why you feel like you're in a better mood. Even if you go to a tanning booth, you get this boost of just good mood. The sun does prevent against certain cancers. You know, there's this book called The UV Advantage by Michael Hollick. He's a PhD and MD. He's actually from nearby in Boston. And he talks about the research done behind the sun being a prevention for prostate, breast, and colon cancer. Sun also improves heart health. It prevents heart disease and stroke. A lot of people know it alleviates skin disorders. And it can decrease risk of autoimmune disorders. So that's everything from MS to type 1 diabetes to rheumatoid arthritis. Here's the thing. We use sunlight to make the vitamin D that we need to regulate the calcium necessary for bone health. So that's the science behind bone health. We actually make vitamin D when we're in the sun. The sun is absolutely necessary. And if you think about it, the closer you are to the equator, the more melanin the skin will have to protect from the sun. So before people were able to migrate far distances, if you think about it, the farther north humans would migrate, the fairer the skin became to make use of available sunlight. You know, eventually humans couldn't migrate any farther north because there wasn't enough sun to make the vitamin D that they needed to survive. But then something very interesting happened, and this changed everything. As humans, we developed the ability to harvest the seas for vitamin D-rich fish and mammals. And that's still traditionally eaten by Eskimos and Scandinavians, and that helps people who live in climates with very little sunlight. So basically, the fairer the skin, you need less sun to make vitamin D, and the darker the skin, you need more sun. So we can establish that vitamin D is made by the body in the presence of UVB. And according to the National Institute of Health, sunscreens with 8 SPF or higher block UV rays that produce vitamin D. So basically, if you're wearing any sunscreen at all, it will block your body's ability to make vitamin D. And herein lies a big problem, because I know, Jessica, you've researched this a lot, but we're starting to realize that a huge majority of people have some level of vitamin D deficiency, particularly people who live in the northern climates like us here in New England.
Yeah, we don't see too much sun during the winter.
No, and if we haven't taken in enough vitamin D over the summer to store it up in our bodies, you know, we're not those 2 or 3 months of winter, we're not going to be able to take it out of our body. And you know what's interesting is obese people, when they store the vitamin D, it goes into the fat cells and it kind of like just gets lost in there. The body's not able to bring it back out. So the more body fat that you have, the body is not able to bring up those stores of vitamin D. Along with having an increased risk of cancer, when you're deficient in vitamin D, it's associated with weakened bones, osteoporosis, especially in older people, insulin deficiency, insulin resistance, more degenerative arthritis of the knee and hip, infertility, PMS, depression, autoimmune disorders, and obesity. So it's really important for us to have vitamin D. And it's interesting because vitamin D is not even a vitamin, because our body can actually make it. It's more of a hormone.
Interesting.
Back in 2005, which is only 5 years ago, I took a college nutrition class, and the only thing we covered about vitamin D was that children in northern climates like Russia can get rickets if they're deficient. Nowhere in the book did it discuss adults and how common it's been. So it's only been so recently that this is all being discovered.
Well, and frankly, I think that partly has been correlated with the push for sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The sun is bad for you, you know?
Well, and just to clear up the UV rays, because, you know, when you go to look at sunscreen, you'll see it has UVA or UVB. You know, UV just stands for ultraviolet, and UVA are the sun's rays that cause wrinkles, and in very high doses can be responsible for melanoma, which is the more serious form of cancer. It's UVB rays that actually makes the skin red, so that causes sunburns, and it may be responsible over a long period of time for non-melanoma skin cancer. So that's like the basal cell and squamous cell carcinomas. And the UVB is what stimulates the production of vitamin D and the calcium absorption. So most sunscreens are for UVB only, unless they're called broad spectrum. And then they usually contain some pretty scary chemicals like avobenzene or parcel 1789. The thing is, the UVA causes the most harm and the most serious cancer. So sunscreen, when it allows you to stay in the sun longer, then you're just going to get more UVA. And it's the UVA that causes that free radical damage to the skin. So many scientists believe that too much UVA is actually immunosuppressive.
So what do we do?
Actually, antioxidants, which are found mostly in fruits and vegetables, they naturally protect us from sun damage. Isn't that interesting? So, you know, when you hear about acai berry and pomegranate, those are all antioxidants. So if you're taking an antioxidant supplement, if you're eating foods high in antioxidants, it actually is like a natural sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And there is really no scientific evidence that regular moderate sun exposure causes melanoma. Melanoma see more in people who don't receive, you know, just regular moderate sun exposure than those who spend time in the sun. Isn't it interesting? Like more people who just never, ever get outside statistically get melanoma. The UVB only sunscreens likely will increase the risk of melanoma.
Yeah, my dad had melanoma, and he's always white and pale, pasty.
So where does that scare come from then? I mean,
well, and well, here's the thing. One more thing is melanoma. If this is interesting, it most commonly appears on the trunk with men and on the upper thigh with women. And those are areas that aren't commonly exposed to sunlight.
Right.
And also, you know, we know that the rates are highest around people who avoid the sun. And here's one example. There was a study that was published in 1982. So it was a while ago, but what it said, it was in the British medical journal, The Lancet. It found that working under fluorescent lights had doubled the risk of melanoma in the subjects of the research.
Hmm. Interesting.
So there's other factors.
Yeah.
It's certainly not pointing all to the sun. You know, so being just a little tan means you've increased your melanin, which is the body's natural sunscreen.
And it makes you look good.
Mm-hmm. It does make you look good. But the question, like always, is really one of balance and moderation. You know, how much time you're in the sun. You really just don't want to get burned, and you don't want to stay out a long time with a UVB sunscreen on. We're going to stop for a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about a study that was published in Cancer Magazine, and you'll be surprised at the results.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living, for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
There was a study published in Cancer Magazine. This was in March of 2002, and it showed that cancer rates were higher in New England, where people may not be synthesizing vitamin D at all because, you know, there's lack of sunlight in the wintertime.
Right.
And deaths from cancer of the rectum, stomach, uterus, bladder, and others were nearly double that of people in the Southwest. They looked at more dietary patterns, and they compared it, and there was very little difference. Most sunscreens, though, block the UVB rays. The conclusion was people who are deficient in vitamin D are at more risk for these types of cancers.
This is all great ammunition against my wife, who's always yelling at me for not wearing sunscreen.
Well, you know, and she's in a profession where, of course, you're taught to do that. And
right.
Again, you know, especially because, you know, these UV rays will cause wrinkles.
Yeah.
And if your biggest concern is to not have wrinkles, well, then, of course, you want to have sunscreen. Right. But, you know, even exposing your forearms to sunlight will help your body synthesize vitamin D.
Right.
If you want to protect your face, it's not necessary to have your face exposed. And, you know, having a tan is healthy because it protects us from getting sunburn, and it helps with vitamin D synthesis. So if you can avoid getting sunburn, the benefits of sun exposure will far outweigh the possible dangers. You know, to me, it's more dangerous to avoid sun exposure completely than it is to get regular moderate sun exposure. So, Mike, there was some research that shows that the active ingredients, which are basically toxic chemicals in some sunscreens, may contribute to genetic damage and skin cancer. This was in The Scientist back in March, April of 99.
That's weird.
Right. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Well,
these chemical sunscreens, it's possible that they can generate free radicals when the sun hits them. So what happens is the chemicals that we take in from the sunscreens then can accumulate in our body's fat. And they can actually go into mother's milk, by the way, breast milk. And they can cause hormonal changes within the body. And basically, the chemicals end up mimicking estrogen.
Yeah, because they're absorbed by your skin, obviously, especially if you're baking in the sun all day, you know.
This is what you need to avoid when buying sunscreen. Because the thing is, you know, we know with children especially, we want to avoid them getting burned. But yet, you know, so there can be some benefit in sunscreens, but yet there's chemicals in the mini sunscreens that will potentially have just as much damage in their developing bodies. So, for example, PABA, P-A-B-A, 40% of people are sensitive to it, and that's used in sunscreens. It's the benzophenone that can mimic estrogen. There's something called octinoxate, and that's 90% of sunscreen brands, and that's found to kill mouse skin cells even at low doses.
I don't want to put any of that stuff on my skin.
Can you see why I don't do that since I heard her workshop years ago?
Salicylates, homosalate, parabens. So you'll see like butyl, ethyl, methyl, propyl, paraben. That also mimics estrogen. There's something called DEA and TEA that has been known to cause problems. And there's something called Patamate O, which is the same as avobenzene and Parcel 1789. They're similar, that they potentially can cause DNA damage. And like Jessica mentioned, most of these ingredients I just mentioned have been banned in Europe, Canada, and Australia since 1997. But yet we still have them.
What about zinc?
Good question, because honestly, zinc or titanium, usually you'll see that as zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. That's the best thing to use.
That's what the lifeguards use.
Yeah, that's what creates that white.
I watch Baywatch.
That's right, the whiteness of it.
Yeah, yeah.
The more white it is when you put it on, the better, because what that means is it does not penetrate the skin. It sits on top of the skin and acts like a barrier.
Kind of looks weird, but...
Yeah, your body doesn't absorb it. So you'll find, you know, name brands like Dr. Hauschka and La Vera, Kiss My Face, I think they'll have the zinc or titanium oxides, which are much better. The other thing that's interesting is, usually the higher SPF you go, the wider and heavier it's going to be, because it has more of the titanium dioxide as right. well. And I remember being back in chiropractic college, we had some schooling on this, and I've read since then that there is a point where the SPF isn't going to make a difference. Somewhere between 30, 35, 40 SPF, it's not going to be any more benefit.
Yeah, I read that too.
Throw a sheet of plastic over yourself, you know?
And really what the SPF means, it's how long you can stay out in the sun without getting burned or right. damaging your skin. So it's pretty rare to even need something over 20 or 25 SPF. It's interesting, though. You'll say, well, get out of the sun, get in the shade. There's still 40% of UV radiation that can get through in the shade or on a cloudy day.
You know what I use that works? My grandmother told me to use this, so I've done no research on this, except with my own body, is coconut oil. And I use it as a moisturizer anyway, just because of all the chemicals and some of the moisturizers in the stores.
How tropical
of you.
So
she said that coconut oil will...
Is a natural SPF. And so I've been using it on my skin even before I go outside, and I don't burn. And you know how when we grew up, we were putting oil on our skin like baby oil, and we would burn. I don't burn with the coconut oil. I tan.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So. You must smell like a coconut.
All the time.
We'll have to get some feedback from our listeners and see if anyone has heard of that or has tried that.
Huh, interesting.
So really a 20 SPF in a zinc or titanium dioxide is the safest way to go. But here's the thing. Go outside for anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, depending on your skin type, before putting it on. Because it'll allow your body to get the full vitamin D.
Absolutely. Yeah. Jennifer, do you have a list of brands that people can look for in the stores that are going to be safer?
She does.
I do. I mentioned a few. I mentioned Dr. Hauschka, La Vera, Kiss My Face. From my research, I also have liked Aubrey, Jason Naturals. You've probably seen one called California Baby.
Yep.
There's one called Vanna Cream, DeVita, UV Natural, Epicurean Discovery. There's one called Coolabar. They're all very good. And if you go to like the health food section of the grocery store, if you go to a health food store, pretty much most of the things that they have will be quite good. So, but what would be the alternatives to sunscreen? I mean, obviously completely avoiding the sun, but because of vitamin D, I wouldn't recommend that. And really, just the research that's been done, a baby needs 30 minutes of sunscreen-free direct sunlight every week to keep the vitamin D levels strong. An adult needs about 10 to 20 minutes a day. So if you just had the goal, even in the winter, if it was sunny, to expose maybe your face or your forearms to the sun for 10 to 20 minutes a day, you'll find that you're healthier. If you want to avoid the high UV time, you know, most people know that's about 10 to 2 o'clock, and you can practice direct sun avoidance. That's just wear a wide brim hat, tightly woven clothes, more shade. And like I said, if you're going to use sunblock, look for zinc oxide and titanium dioxide that doesn't absorb into the skin. You know, bottom line is sunlight is not unhealthy. If you're going to decide to use indoor tanning facilities, you want to use only low pressure lamps. That's something to look for. And others may choose to get only the minimum amount of UVB exposure necessary to just build and maintain their vitamin D levels. You know, I've read anywhere from 1,000 milligrams to 5,000 milligrams a day is important for vitamin D. You know, our national amount is 400. Like, that's what supplements are. We really need at least 1,000 more.
I take it during the winter.
Yeah, that's
not
smart.
Not so much during the summer. But
that's smart. And it's amazing how many people are vitamin D deficient and they feel so much better when they start taking a supplement and then getting more sunlight as well. You know, try to get it through food. It's hard because it's like oily fish, like salmon and
yuck.
And some people don't eat that.
I don't.
No. And you'd have to eat so much of it regularly to keep your vitamin D levels high. So taking a supplement is a good idea. So bottom line is subjecting yourself to unlimited amounts of UVB is potentially harmful, but denying yourself any and all really can have serious health consequences. So let's finish with saying what do you do if you get burned for an adult or for a child? You know, for a 150-pound adult, for a few days after being burned, taking high doses of vitamin C.
That's what I do.
Yeah, 6,000 to 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C will help your cells to not be damaged. And a lot of vitamin E, like 1,200 IUs of vitamin E. If it's a child, like a 50-pound child, over a few days after they're burned, it's more like 500 to 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and 400 IUs of vitamin E.
What about something topical to soothe it? No?
Yeah, a cool aloe vera gel can be really beneficial.
Not the stuff in the jar that's green in the drugstore, though. That's full of chemicals and it burns, actually.
Yeah, you can just get the aloe vera plant, break it open, put it on. Those are great to keep in your house in the summer. And you can spray, you can make chamomile tea and spray that on, like put in a spray bottle. That works really well. And, we always talk about EPA, DHA, which is basically fish oil. Making sure you take that after a burn can really be helpful too. 3,000 milligrams a day if you're an adult, and for a child, about 1,000. And then, of course, drinking a lot of water helps your body regenerate. So what do you think, Mike? You're going to get some sun this summer?
I'm going to today, right after the podcast, I told you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I don't have any trips planned, but I hope to enjoy the sun.
You can open your sunroof on the way to your next destination.
Good idea. Excellent idea. Well, everyone, I hope that you've learned that getting a little bit of sun is necessary for health and it makes us feel good. And just be smart about the sunscreens you buy and how much time you spend in it. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.